Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today we are talking about Giga Berlin. We've got a variety of news there from production to deliveries and a couple other items as well. We've also got news out of China, a couple of updates on Elon Musk, and a new electric vehicle from Volkswagen. Not a whole lot to say on the markets today. The Nasdaq finishing down 0.7%. Tesla slightly outperforming, but still down 0.3% on the day to close at $734.76. Quick look ahead at the calendar for the rest of the week as we wrap up the second quarter finally this week on Thursday. We will get a few economic reports throughout the week. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is set to speak on Wednesday. And then also on Wednesday, we will get the final release of Q1 GDP. Remember, for GDP, there are two preliminary releases. So this is the final number, not Q2's GDP, which people will be looking at to see if we're in a recession. We'll get that preliminary release for Q2 GDP in late July. Quick note on that subject, today the Atlanta Fed released their updated GDP model estimate for the second quarter. They have that now growing at 0.3% versus their previous forecast on June 16th was 0.0%. So might sneak through one more quarter without an official recession, but as we often talk about, sometimes these positive economic indicators might be reflected negatively in the stock market because it could lead the Fed to more rapidly increase interest rates. So we'll continue to keep an eye on those broader economic reports. And then from a Tesla calendar perspective, we should be expecting Tesla to release Q2 production and delivery numbers this Saturday, July 2nd. So I'll do a live stream for that. We'll do our production forecasting later this week. And then we'll finally move into hopefully a much cleaner Q3. All right, we'll start off with Giga Berlin. We've got a handful of updates here. The first couple relate to the production schedules for Berlin, as we've got a couple of rumors here that suggest that Tesla may be increasing the total production time at Giga Berlin, possibly quite significantly. So first, we've got a report here from Maz.de that is sourcing information from a Tesla employee at Giga Berlin. The article is paywalled, but Berlinergy did share a snippet of that on Twitter, which I've gone ahead and translated here in Google Translate. This paragraph talks about how Giga Berlin has been operating on alternating shifts, either beginning at 6:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m., and then adds that the employee had said that, quote, from July 4th, there will be another shift start, which then works at night, with that then 24 hours a day, round the clock, end quote. So we have heard previous rumors that Tesla would be looking to add a third shift at Giga Berlin sometime later this year. I think Jörg Steinbach at one point had even mentioned that. I don't think I logged those comments directly anywhere, but if my memory serves me correctly, I think this would be a little bit earlier than those comments would have alluded to. So if this is accurate, I think that would be quite exciting, especially because we know Tesla just hit that threshold of achieving a 1,000 unit week at Giga Berlin. Just going off that production rate, and if Tesla goes from two shifts to three shifts, that would already push them to 1,500 a week. That'd be about 20,000 per quarter. And of course, as we looked at with the Shanghai ramp, this should be a very steep part of Berlin's production ramp. Obviously, adding a shift would help with that, but presumably the output per shift should be increasing pretty rapidly as well. Now, with that being said, again, this is just one source, and Drive Tesla Canada here on Twitter, who I usually feel like has pretty good information, says that, quote, unfortunately, this is not accurate, and adds that there is no additional shift being added on July 4th to cover 24 hours of production, end quote. So this would seem like kind of a weird thing for an employee to say was happening if there were no plans for this to happen. It'd be a weird report just to kind of fabricate, so I'm not ready to completely write this off, but Drive Tesla Canada's take on this definitely does give me pause. Hopefully we'll get some secondary sources coming in either way over the next few days, and if not, maybe we can at least get some clarity after July 4th to see if this has actually happened. In a very similar vein, we've also got a report today from Alex Voigt, who was saying that Giga Berlin has expanded from a 5-day work week to a 6-day work week, adding Saturdays. In general, I think Alex does good work as well, but again, this is kind of a tricky situation of only having this one source. But we did see an update from Tobias Lind, complete with drone video, that Tesla was operating this most recent Saturday. Now, I suppose it's possible that this is Alex's source, although I would be quite surprised by that. And it's probably also worth pointing out that Tobias thinks that maybe Tesla's just doing this on this last Saturday because it's quarter end. So yet again, I do think we need more confirmation on both of these items, but if we look at them in tandem, if both of these reports are accurate, we could be looking at Giga Berlin going from 5 days, two shifts, to 6 days, three shifts, and that would be an 80% increase in the number of shifts per week. So even though I put these in the rumor category, that is why we're talking about this, because any clues that we can find on this give us insight into what could be a dramatic increase in production capacity, possibly close to a doubling, happening for Giga Berlin in the next week. What's also kind of interesting here is that so far we know Giga Berlin has only been producing performance model-wise, but Tobias in this drone flyover spotted what seems to be 15 or so long-range model-wise, as we can tell by the 19-inch non-performance wheels here in one of the Giga Berlin parking lots. So putting both of these together, if Tesla is about to rapidly accelerate the production at Giga Berlin, that would seem to be a pretty good time to start building the long-range versions. So it'll be exciting to learn more about this over the next couple of weeks, and then we can't forget that, as we talked about last week, Texas is now seemingly producing 2170 Model Ys as well. So as we head here into Q3, we might be looking at some sort of an inflection point for both of these factories, and then throw the upgrade at Giga Shanghai on top, and Q3 could be a very exciting quarter. Still have to get through Q2, of course, though, and it looks like there may be a little bit of an issue with some of the Giga Berlin-made Model Ys. There have been some reports on a German Tesla forum shared here by Tesla Audrey that Tesla has been canceling some delivery dates for the Made in Germany Model Y performance vehicles due to critical faults with the drive units. Now, it doesn't appear to be all Made in Germany vehicles. Seems like maybe there was a faulty batch. Kind of hard to tell how widespread exactly it is right now. But those that did have their deliveries canceled have been rescheduled for mid-July, so it could be a little bit of a hit on the Q2 delivery numbers, but I'd be surprised if it was more than enough to be within the margin of error for any delivery forecast. All right, last quick thing on Giga Berlin. We had talked previously about how Tesla had been building this sort of prototype double-decker supercharging station to charge cars on a car transporter. It looks like Tesla is still testing that out, and GF4Tesla on Twitter here sharing out some up-close photos of that, if you are curious. And then, although it's kind of far away, Tobias Lind had previously shared out a version that actually had the car transporter in there charging. All right, next we've got a couple of quick updates on China. First, a report today from Tesla Roddy talking about how Tesla has launched a compelling ICE2 EV trade-in program, covering an update from the Shanghai Securities Journal. I just wanted to point this out because there's, at least from my understanding, nothing new here. This was one of the programs that was implemented by the Chinese government after the lockdowns to provide a 10,000 RMB credit if you traded in an internal combustion engine vehicle for an electric vehicle. So not a Tesla-specific program. And we had talked back in early June about how Tesla had already started to communicate this in some of their marketing in China. So just wanted to clarify in case anybody had been a little bit confused by that report. And then we do also have a couple of updates on COVID in China. So Shanghai over the weekend reported their first day with no new domestic cases being reported. That is the first such occasion since March, so good news there. And then there was also a little bit of commotion today about some comments made by a Chinese government official, which had possibly suggested that for Beijing, some of the zero COVID policy restrictions could be in place for 5 years. Although those references have been removed from official Chinese media, CNN says that they reviewed the entire speech in which this reference was made, and they say that while the published quote was misleading, the official did discuss at length the possibility of keeping zero COVID policies in place over the next 5 years. So I guess the reason that we're talking about this here is because this will continue to be a risk in terms of operations for Tesla in China, though I do think it's clear that this is a very fluid situation and policies are likely to adapt to that over time. All right, last few things for today. Elon Musk is still MIA from Twitter. The last tweet now 6 full days ago. I wish there were an easy way to check on this, but this is, I think, the longest time I can really remember Elon having gone without tweeting. We are approaching quarter end in what has been a very challenging quarter. The reason could be as simple as that, but the timing is definitely interesting following the open letter from some SpaceX employees. Whatever the reason is, sounds like Elon is doing just fine. Jana Kreider was down at Giga Texas over the weekend to interview him. She said his focus was on working, but he is safe and healthy, and he is dedicated to Tesla and SpaceX. So good to hear that, and despite his brief absence here from Twitter, Elon today did cross 100 million followers on Twitter. He is the 6th most followed person on Twitter, just behind Cristiano Ronaldo, football/soccer player, a few pop stars, and then about 30 million behind Barack Obama. So no surprise to anybody here, but pretty incredible following that Elon has built up over the years. By the way, tomorrow is Elon's birthday, so of course, happy early birthday to Elon, and we'll see if that brings him back to Twitter at least for a moment. All right, last item for today is an update from Volkswagen. They've announced their next electric vehicle, the ID Aero. That's A-E-R-O for you audio listeners. Volkswagen says this will be a fully electric sedan with a range of up to 620 kilometers on the WLTP standard. That would be up to 385 miles of range, and they say that this will be accomplished with a net energy content of 77 kilowatt hours. Aside from that and some exterior photos, they don't give us a whole lot of other details here. They just note that it will have a drag coefficient of 0.23. They say they expect to begin production in Europe in 2023, and expected availability in China would be in the second half of 2023. So it sounds like those will be the initial markets. As for the United States, they don't mention a specific timeline, but they do say that following the ID4, the ID Aero will be Volkswagen's next global car for Europe, China, and the US. So should be pretty high volume targets from Volkswagen on this car. Definitely an interesting one to follow. We'll keep an eye out for more information on that, but that will wrap it up for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, June 28th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.